This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic, where it's not only about neck and back pain, but a place for whole body wellness. Listen this hour as Dr. Leanne is here to share her wellness education to help you live a maximized life. For more information, visit GreenwoodFamilyChiropractic.com. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Good morning. Thanks for joining. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check out our website at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. If you know nothing about our office, what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic, when you walk in, you will be pleasantly surprised. It's always so great to be able to help people along their health journeys. So we look at health as a whole. So oftentimes people will come in with symptoms. Oh, I got a funny story. People will come in with symptoms. And then instead of addressing the symptoms, we want to look at what the cause of those symptoms are. Right? I had a patient who came in yesterday. So she was a patient several years ago and started to feel better, and she quit coming, right? Because why would you keep coming if you feel good? And because it's oftentimes that people get to feeling so great that they forget what it was like to feel like when they felt bad, right? The pain is gone. So just mentally, it's like, well, do I really need to do this? Okay. So fast forward a couple of years. She's having terrible pain. She doesn't have any pain in her neck, but she has terrible pain in her elbow that she said, and it's radiating down into her fingers and it's tingling. So she went to her medical doctor. And so her medical doctor said, yeah, let's take x-rays of your neck. And so that's what they did. They took x-rays of her neck. And so the nurse called her back and said, hey, the doctor wanted me to call you and let you know that you have lost the curvature in your neck. So you have straightening of the cervical spine and you have degeneration in the base of your neck. You have arthritis. And she said, okay. And she told me, she said, I kind of knew that already because I remember back when I was here that I had had a straightened curve in the neck and degeneration. And so I wasn't surprised by that. So my next question to the nurse then was, okay, so what does the doctor say I need to do now? And I guess the nurse was like, well, that's a really great question. She didn't actually tell me what to do to help with it. Let me get back with the doctor and I'll get back with you. And the patient was like, nah, you know what? And she's like, at that moment, I knew where I needed to be. I just thought it was so incredibly interesting that they're like, here's your problem. And I had to ask what the solution was. They didn't actually have one for me. And I was talking, yeah, that's exactly right. Unfortunately, a lot of the times when it does come to osteoarthritis, disc degeneration, joint degeneration, straightening of the curve in your neck, right, or also known as military neck, they see that's a problem. And that was what was causing her elbow pain and her arm pain and the numbness and tingling in her hand. That was what was causing it. But then what's the solution? You know, and that's exactly what we do at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. We look at actually getting down to the root cause of the problem. So what we actually do is very different than the average pain-based chiropractic. A lot of the times people just go in, you lay on the table, you get adjusted, you come back when you have pain. You'll look at, in our office, there are several different pre and post adjustment therapies. So we have cervical traction, wobble disc, which helps move around the cerebral spinal fluid. The adjustments themselves are very different. So we don't do any rotary adjustments. So like the really twisty adjustments, we don't do any of those. So they are manual. They're done by hand, but there's none of that kind of violent rotation. And the other thing that we have afterwards are big vibration therapies with different weighting systems. So depending on the person and what we find, We'll give them different weighting systems. So what it does is it actually helps with the neuromuscular reeducation system. It actually retrains the muscles to set the adjustment in place. You hold it for as long as possible. So it allows for more of that function and healing potential. So you've lost the curve in your neck and that's what's causing the problem. Okay, what's the solution? Well, you've got to get the curve back in your neck. If losing the curve is what's the problem, then how do we get the curve back in the neck? And we explain more about how we can actually help stabilize and stop the progression of arthritis and degeneration in the spine itself. So not only just the neck, the middle back, the lower back. That's actually what we specialize in the office is that arthritic process, right? So it's very different when people say, well, I've seen a chiropractor before and it didn't help. I say, yep, sounds like a plan. Right? Like, of course it didn't. This is what we're doing is 100% different. The adjusting techniques, the styles that we use, everyone who starts care gets a home care kit. So, not only when you're in the office, but at home as well, it helps, retrain the muscles to set the adjustment in place so that you hold it for as long as possible. Right? So our ultimate goal is to make sure that we can work with that neuromuscular reeducation. So it's very different. That as well as looking at, okay, making those nutrition changes. How do we detox the body? But overall, how do we meet our health goals on being the healthiest person and the healthiest group of people, families that we can possibly be, right? That's the ultimate goal. How do we be the best us ever from a natural perspective? That's what we're doing. We're rocking that at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. So if you have more desires to come in to see what we can do to help you along your health journey and help you meet your health goals, and that's what we've got to look at. So 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Initial exam and consultation is $25. If we have to do anything else, we can go through what that looks like, what your insurance covers. But just to sit down with the doctor, the initial exam and consultation is just $25. So now today I'm going to talk a little bit about the flu shot. Had a lot of patients ask me more specifically about my thoughts on the flu shot, especially because of the effectiveness of this year. And I'll go through and break down ingredients, what's in there, and what you can do to naturally boost your immune system overall. But before that, we've got some news.
Dr. Leanne's Health News.
Some studies suggest that too much sugar can literally mess with the brain.
Health News Now, one of the world's most commonly prescribed medications.
Today, the average American consumes 22 teaspoons of sugar a day.
Protesters say they just should not be forced to get this shot, not by the government.
Today's Health in the News, we are talking about a virus mutation has made this year's flu vaccine less effective. So in this article, they go to talk about how this year's flu vaccine is one of the least effective vaccines to date. So the annual flu vaccine development process begins several months before each flu season. So back at the very beginning of 2017, right, global researchers meet at the World Health Organization to identify three or four strands of the influenza virus they think will affect folks in the Northern Hemisphere. Based on what made people sick in the Southern Hemisphere's most recent flu season. So this approach usually provides effective coverage from the flu for most of that vaccine recipients, 40 to 60% of the time. And they say, hey, 40%, that's pretty good coverage, 40 to 60%, which I think is still questionable. The trouble is, the makeup of these viruses can change in the blink of an eye because virus strands constantly mutate. Although researchers have clues about what a virus did previously, they are usually guessing what specific changes will happen. So to create a vaccine for the flu strand, manufacturers grow billions of World Health Organization selected viruses, right? They have these viruses on hand, in chicken eggs. Scientists mutate these homegrown viruses to make them look or create a chemical lookalike, which in the form of a vaccine gives our immune system a head start to prepare itself for future microbial invaders. But viruses don't grow naturally in eggs. They need to mutate in order to do so. So usually these mutations don't affect the vaccine later on. When they do, they can render them effectively useless. This is a big guessing game, right? That's all this is. So they have the New England Journal of Medicine this week that estimated that a current vaccine are only 10% effective against the main flu strands. 10% effective. Experts also concerned about the strands and the flu vaccine circulating in particular in older adults. Even if the outlook is bleak, you should definitely get a flu shot if you haven't already, right? Their words, not mine. I'll tell you my thoughts coming up here. But they said one of the best things to remember is wash your hands. Yep. So they say, hey, less than 10% effective. But with the side effects of the flu vaccine, which, by the way, there are many, even though if your doctor doesn't tell you about it, or the drugstore on the corner that offers you a kickback in terms of money or gift cards to get that flu vaccine, there are still real and dangerous side effects, right, that they don't tell you about, and it's less than 10% effective. So I actually have write-up from a gentleman, Dr. Mark Geyer, who explains the fraud behind the flu vaccine. I'll tell you about it next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. Here's Dr. Leanne.
Leave us alone, cause we don't need your policies. We have no apologies for being fine, you ever wise.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Now, today we're talking a little bit about the flu vaccine, right? Controversial, lots of questions. So my goal overall is never to tell you what to do. I will never tell you to take or not take a medication. I will never tell you to take or not take a vaccination. My goal as a doctor is to educate you about how to make the best decisions for your health. And I feel like, unfortunately, a lot of that education is one-sided. It is very, very one-sided, right? Because they're going to tell you, hey, here are all the benefits of something. But then they don't tell you about the potential harm or side effects of that. And I think that's a really important thing because so many patients, individuals, families, moms, dads, brothers, sisters, cousins that I talk to that come into the office have just horrendous repercussions of a health decision that they made, but they were only educated about one side of that decision, right? People don't say the potential harm that comes along with that, right? And so when it comes down to it, it's like, are you fully educated about both sides? So that's ultimately my goal, is educate yourself. Let me help you educate on all sides of the spectrum so that when push comes to shove, you as an adult can make an informed, that's an important word, informed and educated decision on what's best for the health of you and your family, right? That's, you have to be informed. So if you are not doing that, then how are you making the best decision? And so actually, it's super interesting. So there is a medical doctor named Mark Geyer. He is a medical doctor. He has a PhD in genetics. He spent 10 years working for the NIH, the National Institute of Health. He was a professor for Johns Hopkins University as a geneticist. He is part of an author, the author of over 150 peer-reviewed publications, right? So this is not a man who just got started. He actually worked on the Vaccine Safety and Efficacy Board for more than 30 years. He was one of four scientists that worked to replace DTP vaccine, a vaccine that caused every child to become sick with a high fever at the end of the vaccination, to the point where they actually administered antipyretics with that because the fever spiked so high, to actually having DTAP vaccine, which is a more purified vaccine that causes only fevers due to illness in 3% of those who are vaccinated. So it's funny because he is not anti-vaccine, right? He is not anti-vaccine. You have to think, he literally talks about how he's traveled to other countries to educate them about the safety and efficacy of different vaccines, right? So, but what he is he's educating about a good, proper one. So when we talk about the side effects, one side effect that the average person who gets the flu vaccine does not know is that there is a chance of getting Guillain-Barré syndrome. Guillain-Barré, sometimes it just depends on who says it, but Guillain-Barré syndrome. So what is Guillain-Barré syndrome? So it is a disorder in which a person's own immune system damages their nerve cells, causing muscle weakness and oftentimes paralysis. So it can cause symptoms that usually last for a few weeks. Some people fully recover, but others still have long-term nerve damage. There are cases where people have died from Guillain-Barré syndrome, typically because of difficulty for breathing. So in the United States, there's about an estimate 3,000 to 6,000 people who develop Guillain-Barré syndrome every single year. And so this is actually a clip from Dr. Mark Geyer talking about some of the alarming aspects of the flu vaccine safety and efficacy.
I think they understand that I'm not anti-vaccine, but they say that I'm a threat to public health because even though I give a talk and I say I'm pro-vaccine, somebody might hear me and hear some of the problems, and therefore they wouldn't vaccinate their children and all their children will die. Well, first of all, they don't all die. I mean, it's a very rare thing, that infectious disease. And secondly, it's not my fault that they poisoned the vaccines, and I won't take the blame for telling people the truth. They have to take the blame. They're the ones that put the poison in. I'm just telling you that it's there, and it is there. But they blame me for telling you, because if I tell you, you might not take the vaccine. That's really interesting logic. Yeah. Particularly influenza vaccine causes a disorder called Guillain-Barré syndrome. It's an autoimmune system problem in which you attack your own nerves and you get paralysis, usually descending from the top to the bottom. It's usually not fatal. Usually you end up paralyzed and you recover some of the mobility, but some people die. This was most famous in 1976 when they had that big influenza epidemic, in which there was only one case, and it really wasn't a case, but they tried to give 30 million people the shot. And by the way, they paid $8 billion in damages. It's been known even before that influenza vaccine causes Guillain-Barré syndrome. Now, that's not to say that influenza vaccine couldn't be good. If it was efficacious and it prevented, let's say, 10,000 lives and you got 100 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome, maybe it would be worth it, especially since it's not clear how you avoid it. But of course, when you have an influenza vaccine, it's 9% efficacious. And if you believe that, it prevents, you know, 10 deaths or whatever, some small number of deaths, and it causes 100 cases of Guillain-Barré syndrome. And you didn't tell anybody, by the way, that they could get Guillain-Barré syndrome. And now you're forcing people to take it, whether they like it or not. That's a different story. It shouldn't be done.
If you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. Now, this is where the education comes into play, right? Because if it's less than 10% effective this year, and your chance, and it is more common than you think. If you start looking into it, you will see that there is a huge increase. There, one of the biggest increases that they saw was in 1976 following the swine flu vaccination. Because of course they say, yeah, you know, it can happen after it, but it's not that common. And unfortunately, that is not true. It is far more common than you would think. But oftentimes I feel like it's one that's not televised as much, right? We hear all of these things about the dangers of the flu and all of these people dying from the flu, which even he said himself is very uncommon, right? But when you look, there is actually something, when you look at the damage that can be done. So according to the Department of Justice, they include quarterly reports on cases settled for vaccine injuries and death as mandated by the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So the National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program was started as a result of a law that was passed in 1986 that gave pharmaceutical companies total legal immunity from being sued due to injuries and deaths resulting from vaccines. So drug manufacturers in the vaccine market can now create as many new vaccines as they desire with no risk of being sued if their product causes injury or death. So when he talks about how, you know, $8 million has been paid out, you can actually go. There is a National Vaccine Injury Compensation Program. So you have to go in. It's a court where you have to go through and vie for and prove that this vaccine caused it. So many times when you're looking at all the different injuries that it can cause, right? Because it's not just Guillain-Barré syndrome. It is encephalitis, which is swelling of the brain. It is one where you look at, it's considered SIRVA. It stands for shoulder injury related to vaccine administration, which occurs when a vaccine, any vaccine, is injected improperly, causing physical and functional damage to the affected arm or shoulder. Right, can cause inflammatory reaction to the local tendons, ligaments, nerves, bursa, where you can see prolonged shoulder pain, limited range of motion, weakness. It goes on to talk about, again, death is one of them, neurological injuries, neuritis, which is, again, inflammation of the nerves, which is another type of inflammation of the nerves, just like Guillain-Barré syndrome. So when you're looking at that, there is damage that can come through this, right? And that's just the physicality. That's not looking at the ingredients that are in it as well. So you have to be educated about overall in what you're doing to make that best decision. There's risks and benefits of any health decision. I've realized that as a mom, right? There are benefits and risks of all decisions in life, but are you educated about how to make that best decision for your health? So when we get back, what are some of the ingredients in the flu vaccine? Well, we'll talk about it.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. Hear full shows on the podcast link at freedom95.us. Here's Dr. Leanne. My power's turned on.
Welcome back. You're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter with Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or check out our Facebook page. I have referenced a video multiple times, and I'm going to play another little clip. It's about a 9-minute video, which you want to set that time aside to really listen, because it's amazing. It's absolutely amazing to listen to this man and how educated that he is. So the man I'm referencing is Dr. Mark Geyer. He explains more about the flu vaccine and his thought process. So he's an MD. He has a PhD in genetics, spent over 10 years working at the National Institute for Health, was a professor for Johns Hopkins University as a geneticist, is author for over 150 peer-reviewed publications, has worked on safety and efficacy for vaccines for more than 30 years, one of four scientists that worked to replace DTP with DTAP, which is a more purified vaccine, has gone to travel to multiple countries to educate their government about vaccination. So he is not anti-vaccine, but he is very pro-safe vaccine. He is pro-vaccines when they're safe and efficacious. They're safe and effective. Right. So I'm going to play this quick clip from Mark about the amount of flu shots one gets in their lifetime.
And also, there's another issue. If you follow their recommendations, you take pregnant women take the vaccine. So you get it as a fetus. Then you get it at 6 months. Then you get it a year and two and three and four and every year for the rest of your life. So if you live to be 80, you've had 82 shots of influenza. Where's the safety study that you can give the same vaccine, similar type vaccine, 82 times safely? We all know the theoretical risk. You might become immune to it. You may become autoimmune to it. They have no such studies. They haven't studied that at all. They're just going to do it because they're experimenting on our lives and our children. It's good for them. Makes them a lot of money. And understand, you notice I mentioned influenza, and I talk about influenza, and there are lots of other vaccines. The CDC is not in the vaccine industry. The CDC is in the business of giving flu vaccines, and you know what I mean by that. Sure, they do all the vaccines. But if you count them up, you know, there's 20 million childhood vaccines a year. There's 300 million influenza vaccines a year. Which one do you think matters to them monetarily and power-wise, the 20 million or the 300 million? So they're promoting flu vaccines, and unfortunately, flu is the wrong thing to vaccinate against.
So if you're just tuning in, you're listening to Maximize Your Life. I'm Dr. Leanne Schluter. So often these are things, my job is to make you go, right? Never really thought about it that way, right? Because we're just always educated on this is what you do to be healthy, right? That's what so many people have talked about. I'm like, do you know that there's any side effects? Do you, right? Have you ever known that this has been studied for its safety over 82 years? Do you know that in terms, and he goes in to talk about this more, the average vaccine has to have a double blind placebo study. And does the flu vaccine have that? Have you researched those things? So before, for me, I'm like, this is my body, right? Do I know exactly what I'm putting into my body? Because it's not one that you're even ingesting where it can likely cross the blood-brain barriers. So if there are things in there, ingredients, is there an opportunity for my body to be able to filter that out? But unfortunately, when we inject it into the veins, it bypasses all of those mechanisms. Right. And so for that, I'm like, OK, so what are we doing? What are we doing to be more proactive in educating ourselves through this? So the next thing to be able to look at, right, besides just some of the potential side effects, are the ingredients. What are we actually putting in there? So this is very easy to find. So this is sometimes people wonder, like, what are the vaccine ingredients? And one way that you can try to find out is if you go to your doctor who's ever administering these vaccines, ask them, may I please have the insert? Right? Because anytime if you've ever gotten like an antibiotic or a prescription, they put it in the bag and they staple on that thing on the outside, right? It's all the risks, the hazards, the warnings, the mechanism, the how you take it. They give you that whole big list of things. And so unfortunately, sometimes it's a little bit harder to be able to find the vaccine ingredients. So the CDC is the one who's in control of all of that, right? That's kind of what Dr. Geyer was talking about. Now, the CDC is the one that oversees it, where the drug companies themselves are who makes them. So if you literally just have to go online and search for CDC vaccine ingredients. And what they have through the CDC website. So don't try to go anywhere else. You can go through the CDC website. And it actually has a link, and that link is for you. So if you just search ingredients of vaccines on the CDC website, so cdc.gov, there's reference material. And under that reference material, there's a link that says vaccine ingredients sorted by vaccines. Okay. And when you click on it and open that, you will see all the vaccine in alphabetical order and what it contains. This is directly from the CDC website. And through here, it talks about the preservatives, the stabilizers, inactive, the antibiotics. So all of the information was extracted from manufacturer's package inserts, current as of January 6th of 2017, right? So this is the last time they updated it. So about a year ago. So what's incredibly interesting about this is here's the list of vaccines. Here's the list of ingredients. So if you're like, I want to know what is being injected into my body. I want to know what you think my little baby should be injecting into his body. My less than 1 year old, you say everyone over the age of 6 years, right? We've got to look. So one of the things that is congruent, so it has multiple different types of flu. So there's the influenza, there's Florarix, which is a trivalent and quadrivalent, so 3 and 4. There's Flublok. There's Flucivax. There's Flulaval. There's Fluzone. There's, right? You get my point. So they talk about all, you know, the quadrivalent, the high dose, the intradermal. Again, Flumis, the quadrivalent type. And each individual one of these is broken down because each one is likely made from different manufacturers that have different ingredients included. A couple things that I thought are really interesting. So if you want to know more specifically, I mean, you can ask, again, who's administering that? What specific one do you want me to get? And then reference what those ingredients are. See what you're putting in through there. One that was consistent through almost every single one for flu vaccines is formaldehyde. And so what is formaldehyde? Which is interesting because I said, all right, I'm going to give you the exact definition of formaldehyde. So all I did was type in to the search bar formaldehyde. And one of the first things that come up is from the National Cancer Institute, which is www.cancer.org, the National Cancer Institute, that talks about formaldehyde and cancer risk. So I was like, oh, wow. So formaldehyde is a colorless, flammable, strong-smelling chemical, right? We know that strong-smelling. That's what we use to embalm dead bodies with. It is, they talk about formaldehyde is commonly used in industrial fungicides, germicides, disinfectants. Overall, short-term health effects. They say it can cause watery eyes, burning sensation, nausea, wheezing, coughing, skin irritation. They said in 1980, laboratory studies showed that exposure to formaldehyde could cause nasal cancer in rats. In 1987, the U.S. Environmental Protection Agency, the EPA, classified formaldehyde as a probable human carcinogen under the conditions of unusually high or prolonged exposure. Prolonged. How many are you getting? If you're getting them from pregnancy to the day that you die, and an assumption that you live 80 years, right? Again, we talk about you're getting 82 different exposures to that. Again, in 2011, the National Toxicology Program for the Department of Health and Human Services named formaldehyde as a known human carcinogen in its 12th report of carcinogens, right? Did you know that was in your flu vaccine? Another one that's pretty consistent across all of the flu vaccines is polysorbate 80. So polysorbate 80 is a surfactant commonly used in pharmaceuticals, cosmetics, food industries. It is a surfactant compound that reduce the surface tension and increase the solubility between two liquids that would normally be unable to dissolve together. For example, oil and water. It is in multiple, not just the flu. It's in Gardasil. It's in DTaP. It's in the pneumococcal rotavirus. According to MSDM, which is the Material Safety and Data Sheet, They talked about polysorbate 80 was tested for inhalation and ingestion and demonstrated to be hazardous in case of skin contact. Well, this isn't necessarily skin contact, but you're definitely injecting it through ear. They actually don't address the effects of polysorbate 80 through injection. But this is what they say in terms of inhalation and ingestion. So if you were to eat it, not necessarily inject it, which I wonder, because when you ingest it, there's mechanisms, or when you inhale it, there's mechanisms to try to filter it out. They talked about how it may cause adverse reproductive effects based on animal test data. No human data has been found. May cause cancer based on animal test data. So again, ingestion of large doses causes abdominal spasm, diarrhea, has been shown to cause cardiac changes. Again, they go on to talk a little bit more about how polysorbate 80 is used in pharmacology to assist to the delivery of drugs and chemotherapeutic agents across the blood-brain barrier. Your blood-brain barrier, right? What that is the barrier that separates the brain from the circulatory system and protects the nervous system, the central nervous system, from harmful chemicals or toxins, maybe like formaldehyde, right? But this actually helps with agents to cross the blood-brain barrier. Another one that I thought was very interesting that is more specifically in the influenza trivalent and quadrivalent, Flucivax is canine kidney cell proteins, dog kidney cell proteins. It actually includes as well canine kidney cell DNA. Oh, right. How about this? Influenza, the Fluvial, trivalent and quadrivalent, so 3 and 4 strands through there, has thimerosal. So what is thimerosal? Well, let's reference, again, the CDC, because they have in their additives, it says there's an additional facts. We have thimerosal. Thimerosal is a mercury-containing preservative that is added to vials of vaccine that contain one or more. So when someone says, oh, that's a big lie, it's a farce that it contains thimerosal. It says on the CDC website, this contains thimerosal. Here's a list from the manufacturer's guides that say, here's what's in this shot. Thimerosal, from their additional facts on their website, ingredients of vaccines, their fact sheet, it says thimerosal is a mercury-containing preservative. Tell me it's not in there, right? This is crazy. It blows my mind when someone tries to argue with me, when I tell you that very specifically, I'm reading all of this information from the CDC, the people who are actually in charge of the production and distribution of this. How can you tell me it's not in there? So have you been educated about that? Do you know that that's what you're putting in your body when you get that flu shot? So, right, why do we all get the flu shot? Why is it? Because we want you to be healthy, right? We don't want you to get the flu. And I agree. I want you to be healthy as well. I don't want you to get the flu. But there's a lot of things that you can do proactively that don't have these health consequences. And I'll tell you exactly what those are next.
You're listening to Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne. We're online with life-changing results and success stories at greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. This is Maximize Your Life with Dr. Leanne of Greenwood Family Chiropractic. For more information and to schedule an appointment, visit greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com.
We are rocking today, educating people about how to be the healthiest you possible. Greenwood Family Chiropractic, 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Check us out online, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. So I'm excited. This gets me fired up. I had a poor woman who this is actually what sparked this today. She said, what do you think about the flu vaccine? And I said, and I did like the weird, like frowny face, like back of the neck scratch. And I'm like, do I have permission to talk to you very candidly? And so, if you know anything about this, when you ask my opinion and I have a big one about some things, and I know it's probably something you may or may not want to hear, or I'm just not sure, I'll say, do I have your permission to talk about this? And, but anyway, so that's, we went through all of this. But here's the thing. Most people, one, are uneducated about what's in there, the side effects of the flu vaccine. They're doing it because their doctor says that this is what they need to do to be healthy, right? And who in their right mind says, you know what? I really don't want to be healthy. I would love to have the flu. I can tell you, I got the flu last year and it was terrible for about 48 hours. But I lived. I didn't go to the hospital when my immune system was compromised, right? I didn't say, hey, my immune system's compromised. I have the flu. I want to hang out with all of these other people with germs and viruses and sicknesses because I'm immunocompromised, right? So we have to look. If we want to be healthy, we've got to address the immune system. So one great thing that you can do is make sure you're addressing your immune system. What are you doing to boost your immune system? So a great thing that you can do is get adjusted. Research finds over and over again that following an adjustment, it increases your neutrophils, one of your attack dogs of your immune system. So many times when people come in and they're like, oh, I don't feel good, I have a fever, I get messages from moms when they come home and they say, hey, oh my goodness, by the time we got home, my kid's fever broke. And I'm like, that is awesome. That's awesome, right? Because the body, the immune system's working hard, so the fever doesn't really have to. Great. That's what we want to see. Right, so then we look at as well some great vitamin D. Vitamin D is one of my favorites. I mean, even so, after having the baby, being a nursing mom, I read all of this stuff about how babies are deficient in vitamin D. Breastfed babies, you have to supplement for them. And I'm like, well, that doesn't make sense. But a Harvard research shows that if you take 6,400 IUs a day, then the baby has a sufficient amount because you have enough as a mom, you can give it to the baby. So the way to get the best vitamin D is expose 80% of your skin to direct sunlight for 20 minutes or longer. So if you have a full-time job and can't lay out in the middle of the day, or maybe it's the middle of the winter in Indiana, and so your body hasn't seen sun in forever, you're likely deficient in vitamin D, which is such a vital and key component of your immune system. Right, they found at the proper levels, it actually helps fight different cancers, breast cancer, ovarian, non-Hodgkin's lymphoma, multiple myeloma, helps with osteoporosis. It is so incredibly important, right? So the best way to know what you need to take is you can get blood work done. Or on the flip side of things, you can always just as kind of a blanket do 5,000 IUs. So I do the average day is about 5,000 IUs. Another one that I think is so interesting is sugar. So sugar actually depletes the immune system. They looked at multiple different sources of sugar. Glucose, fructose, orange juice. And what they did is they looked at, again, kind of the first responders, the attack dogs of your immune system, because there's several different types of white blood cells. White blood cells are largely in part what make up your immune system. So they actually went through and found that it didn't decrease the number of immune cells. It actually decreased the response time of the immune cells through every single source of sugar. So that's, what does your diet look like? This is where I see throughout the holidays, people get so sick so much more often. Well, it's because what are you eating? Right? When it comes out, what are you eating? Well, you have holiday snacks and potatoes and, you know, the yams and sweet potatoes that are full of brown sugar and marshmallows, right? It's tons of sugar, rolls, desserts, appetizers, eggnog, right? You're naming it. There's tons and tons and tons of sugar. So you got to stay away from the sugar, right? You really have to address that. But overall, we have to look at, are you treating your body properly? Are you getting great workout and exercise in there? Are you putting in good nutrition? Are you getting adjusted? Are you taking the right supplementation? These are the things that boost your immune system. So you have two people, one that's really healthy, taking care of their body and their immune system. The other one that's not. I sneeze on both of them. One gets the flu, one doesn't. What's the difference? Right? One person's immune system stronger. So we have to overall, if we want to be the healthiest us that we can be, are you addressing overall your immune system? Right? And that's where we look at, again, as a whole at Greenwood Family Chiropractic. 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or what we do is you can set up an appointment online. greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. Initial exam and consultation to sit down to go through what your goals are, what we can do to help you. Prior history is just $25. Again, that's 317-893-2853. That's 893-2853. Or you can check us out, greenwoodfamilychiropractic.com. I hope you feel a little bit more educated and empowered to be able to have the knowledge to make the best decisions on your health. I look forward to next week, but always remember that your power is on.